Staying local, we're moving over back over to the Clane Maynoothy Municipal District, where Labour Councillor Angela Feeney joins me on the line now. Good morning, Angela. Thanks for taking our call.
Morning, Hannah, and morning, listeners.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised at that recent MD meeting. Angela, your first motion to the council was that they bring a no-through road sign at the entrance of Leinster Street, Maynooth. Has that been an issue there on that road for some time?
Yeah, it has, Hannah. You know, Leinster Street, it's a street off the main street in Maynooth, and it leads down to the harbour area. But people who aren't familiar with that area end up driving down there, not realising, Hannah, that there's no through road. And they end up having to do very difficult turnarounds because there's a lot of pedestrians coming to and from the train stations, a lot of the students coming into the university, and also the playground, the health centre, they're located down there. So I've had a lot of people talking about, you know, cars going down there that don't need to be going down there. And I welcome the report from the area engineer and the positive response. They're going to install a no through road sign, something very simple, but it's amazing that's going to make such a difference to resolve the issues that have been raised with me.
Absolutely. Angela, some good news starting off with your motions and questions this morning. Moving then over to your next motion, it's asking the council to write to the HSE regarding the development of the Maynooth Health Centre, given the shortage of available GP places to meet the current and growing population needs. Not new news for Kildare. We've seen it before. A lot of services are not meeting the demand of how many people are now in the county, and GP services, I mean, that's one of the biggest one that listeners are constantly highlighting to us.
Absolutely, Hannah, and well done to KFM. You've always covered this. I mean, it's not an added extra. It's an essential thing that people need. And look, Maynooth, you know, a town the size of Maynooth really should have its own primary care centre. But that's a discussion for another day, with, you know, a population over 17,000 people and growing. But look, while we wait for that to happen, we need to maximise our current health centre building, which is located right in the heart of the town, but it's underutilised, and yet there is a huge need, as you mentioned, Hannah. And I'm inundated with requests from new residents who move into the area, and indeed older residents, when their doctors retired, really worried about how they can get access to a GP. And here's the other thing, Hannah, on the other side of the coin is I've been contacted by GPs who move into the area, want to open or extend their practice, and asking if the health centre can be used, which used to have a GP, if that could be reignited. And that's just one example of the many queries that I get. Look, bottom line is we need to see where this health centre is headed in the eyes of the HSE while we awaited the long-awaited primary care centre. So I'm happy to see that the meeting did agree to contact the HSE and discuss the future development of the health centre for Maynooth.
All right. And Angela, maybe that is something we'll keep in contact with you about, because that would be some big news if, you know, the centre was to be utilised for what it should be. Essentially.
Yes, because what's happening, Hannah, is, and it's sad to me to see it over the years I've lived in Maynooth, people are now being redirected. If you go down to the health centre, say, oh, go over to the primary care centre in Kilcock. That's not always possible for people. And, you know, here we have this health centre in the town that, in my view, so we'll keep you posted on that, Hannah, for sure.
Absolutely. Angela, moving on to your next motion to the council, and it was about the asking if the council had any correspondence from the Office of Public Works, the OPW, regarding correspondence issued last October about the development of Maynooth Castle. Were you able to get an update in relation to that?
Yeah, and I suppose just by way of context, Anna, phase two is a restoration plan for Maynooth Castle to create an auditorium space in the castle and a roof. Look, wouldn't that be amazing? And that was proposed some years back. But here's the thing, that proposal is due to expire in 2027, so it's time sensitive. And that's why back in October last year, I put a forward motion asking the OPW to come and meet with us about that proposal, because it's a great opportunity for this really beautiful, fantastic site. Now, Hannah, considering we sent that request 8 months ago and we still haven't got a response, in my view, it shows a certain disregard and even disrespect for us, you know. But look, we travel in hope. We're trying to be positive. We're going to resend that request to meet. However, the difference this time, Hannah, is that we're going to keep that matter on the progress report in the council. And if we don't get a response from the OPW within the next month, that we escalate it up to the relevant minister, because it's not good enough. We're 10 elected reps on the municipal district. We don't get a response, even if it's the response to say they're not going to meet with us. But, you know, we have to keep positive on these things. And if we don't get that positive response from the OPW, we'll move it up to the minister.
All right. And Angela, your final question to the council is asking for an update regarding the feasibility study on the vacated fire station in Maynooth. Were the council able to give you an update on that feasibility study?
Yeah, very comprehensive response there, Hannah. Look, this is a cause very close to my heart. 5 years ago, I submitted a motion asking the council that when the time would come for the old fire station to be vacated, that the building would be ring-fenced for community use, a much-needed community centre for Maynooth. That motion was successful all those 5 years ago. And if you fast forward, we had the happy day recently, Hannah, where the official opening of the brand new fire station happened. So that's why I asked and I put it on the agenda to see where we are with the feasibility study that the council is doing on the old fire station. Positive response, very comprehensive. It's progressing well and they've done energy audits. They're looking at the structure. The focus is on the building itself to see how safe it is. But they've also applied for funding in the Just Transition Fund, because funding is important. Mm. And they're talking about like a green roof, a bicycle circular, you know, hub and an interpretive space. So look, it's very exciting. But as you know, Hannah, we have to be very strategic on this. We have to go through the Part 8, get consultation from the public and have a shovel ready project there so that we're ready to go. And I'm delighted to see this is now, we can nearly smell it, Hannah. And if I could just very briefly pay, you know, a little bit of credit to my predecessor, Councillor John McGinley. He was on the council for 25 years, in fact, over 25 years. And he fought for this, you know, throughout those 25 years. He passed the baton to me 7+ years ago. And I've always tried to push for this from Maynooth, because it's a much needed centre for Maynooth. Look, we can nearly smell it now, and a very positive response from the council. And I want to, by the way, mention that the council is committed to this. And it was evident in the report, the positive report that we got there at the meeting on Friday.
All right, Angela, some good news as well for that now vacant site, the old Maynooth fire station. Angela, Labour councillor on the Killeen Maynooth Municipal District, thank you for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show, running through those motions and questions from that latest MD meeting.